you know? My mama, she was lonely for a while. And then, at the age of mid-60s, she discovered technology and got her one of them internet boyfriends. And that's how she met Jim. They're living together now in Sin in Arab, Alabama. I couldn't be happier for her. It's the happiest I've ever known. I wrote this song for my mom about 20 years ago this summer. Past life. After my mom and dad got divorced, my mom, she was so miserable and so unhappy, she locked herself in her bedroom and she didn't come out for 6 years. She had three TV sets like Elvis the King, with VCRs stacked on top of each one for recording all them shows she wasn't watching. And for 6 long years, she stayed locked in her room, drinking vodka and milk, and reading the National Enquirer and the Sun and the Star, and flipping them channels. And then my sister graduated from school and the child support ran out. My mom was forced to go out and get a job. After another just to pay the rent. So finally, fate or something led her to a place called R&D Trucking in Florence, Alabama. And they hired my mom as what they call a truck log on her. Every Monday morning she'd come in and order all them truck drivers' logs. They'd been coming to me miles out of sleep or something. Her job was to catch it before the DOT finally. And there was this one truck driver. His name was Chester. This motherfucker had R&D Trucking. Chester weighed about 350 pounds of pure muscle and gut. Chester had the word Kim tattooed right there on his forearm. And legend has it, one night back in Vietnam, Chester killed 8 men in their sleep in order to escape from a POW camp. And now every Monday morning, my mama's having to call that big motherfucker in her office and bitch him out. Looked my mama right square in the eye. And he said, Jan, he said, Jan, it's because I'm in love with you. And I knew the only way I'd ever get to talk to you was to fuck up my mom so you'd call me in here. Bitch, that'd be so sweet. And 6 months later the day, my mom and Chester, they ran off to the tattoo studio. And he had Kim changed to Chan. And then they eloped to a place called Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they got married in Dollywood. I can never make this shit up. And that was the summer of 1994, and I just moved to Athens, Georgia, and I didn't have no money to buy my present, so I wrote my mama this song as a wedding present. Thank you. for the truck. I'm running off for the truck. Sometimes I have to find out these things.